For the next 17 days, the 175-acre grounds of the Eastern States Exposition in West Springfield will feature barnyard animals, 4-H exhibits, horse show competitions, antique cars, historic artifacts and memorabilia, crafts, daily parades, a circus, a midway with rides and games. People flock to the Big E to take in all of it, or a little bit of it, each year.
We set a huge record last year. We had about a 10% increase in attendance, so we're up to 1,365,000 people, the most people we'd ever hosted on the grounds. And I fully expect we're going to beat that this year.
Gene Cassidy, president and CEO of the Big E, said the fair succeeds by staying true to its agricultural roots while keeping current with popular culture. This is evident in the headlining musical acts booked for this year. Cassidy personally chose the opening show, DJ Pauly D of Jersey Shore fame.
That'll be a change for the audience, targeting a younger group with sort of a heavy beat of disc jockey, today's contemporary beats per minute, I guess, BPM music. So that'll be a great thing for the young people. That's something that we want to respond to.
A show by country music superstar Hunter Hayes is already sold out, but other concerts, including the Beach Boys and Tommy James and the Shondells, are free with a paid admission to the Big E.
Most of our talent this year, unlike more recent fairs, we have only one paid concert this year. So we're trying to get a little bit back into the free concerts.
A new wine and cheese barn opened this year. It is a sign of the growth in the production of both products at farms throughout the Northeast. Also new this year is an exhibit of memorabilia by Hard Rock International. The collection includes John Lennon's handwritten lyrics to the Beatles song Help, a custom Gibson guitar that belonged to Jimi Hendrix, and several outfits worn on stage by stars including Whitney Houston. Hard Rock and the Big E were partners in a casino development agreement that was rejected by West Springfield voters earlier this week. Food is a big draw at the Big E. It's fair food, which typically means fried or grilled.
So this does take off. Then next year, we'll also see
popular foods include the Big E Cream Puff, the Big E Eclair, and the Crazy Burger, the bacon cheeseburger on a grilled glazed donut that grabbed national attention when it was introduced in 2009. Joining this year's menu is the breakfast version, a bacon and egg sandwich between halves of a grilled glazed donut. A new deep-fried offering this year is strawberry shortcake, and there is the chocolate bacon-anna, a frozen banana on a stick dipped in chocolate and rolled in crumbled bacon. Big E Senior Vice President Sue Lavoie is in charge of coming up with new fair food each year.
We talk to our different concessionaires and say, can you come up with something different that we can talk about? And sometimes they do. More often than not, we do, and then we go seek out a concessionaire to actually put the product together. Like when we did the deep fried jelly beans and the deep fried butter. Butter, we did not originate the butter. We were one of the first to do jelly beans. We were the first to do the crazy burger. And our staff thought those items up.
Lavoie says the fair food has to be portable since a lot of people walk around while they eat. An idea a few years ago to put a hot dog in a jelly donut bombed because the hot dog fell out. There is healthier food available, such as salads, grilled chicken, fresh fruit, and yogurt.
You can go to the mall and have that. You can go. Yeah. Where can you get this three pigs in a blanket? With more pork and more pork.
The Big E runs through Sunday, September 29th. Reporting from West Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.